Not in exactly Europe. I don't have to discuss that now. I want to discuss just 1 million in the U.S. The Lashon HaRambam is the Kalev Milchet Megillah, Alok Alev. Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano, Mishra Shasei, Megillah Teitzim. והדבור עם ידועים שהיא כקונת הנביאים. והחיל חיובים בקריאותו, אנושים ונושים וגרים ועבודים ושפורים, ומחנכים את הקטנים לקראים. ואפילו כענים ועבידותון, מבטלין עבידותון ובואים משמי המיכון מגילות. תבייתי מגילות. תיכי מבטלין תלמותיו, משמי המיכון מגילות. קל וחמר לישון מצווה של תירו, שכולם נצדוחים מפני מיתחו מגיל. ואין לכל דבר שמיתחו מגיל המפונו, חוץ למס מיתחו שאין לו קברים, שהפגיע בי קברי תחילו וחכך תיר. So the Rambam says that כי אני בעבידות לא נכת לדרוב די הרדה in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mitzvah מגיל. And similarly, Talmud Torah has to be interrupted in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mitzvah Midrash. Kal v'chemer lishon mitzvah shaltei.
I'm saying kal v'chemer.
One thing. So if Talmud Torah is nitche, so other mitzvahs are certainly nitche. Because Talmud Torah is more common. That's what's much.
But they don't have Talmud Torah.
Insofar as three is concerned. Insofar as he is concerned, Talmud Torah is Muhammad. So other mitzvahs are more likely to be nitche in face of mitzvah Megillah than Talmud Torah. In view of the fact that the halacha is that even Talmud Torah is nitche in face of mitzvah Megillah, so certainly other mitzvahs. So what's mashma from this Lashon HaRambam? Talmud Torah is less likely to be nitche than other mitzvah. And there is another Rambam, I don't know whether there is a Rambam in Chassidus here. There is no Rambam in Chassidus here. So that's the thing is with me.
Okay.
And the thing is here, so you have to go down and it's
wrong. Does it take a second?
No, I don't. No, it's off. So. The Rambam mentions, I think it's in here. That if someone is nafshi choshko b'toro k'mo d'na d'ay, so he's allowed to be mivate of period of reason. Why? Because there is a lot of basic mitzvah for the min ha-mitzvah. So kal v'chimer l'tal v'toro. So if there is a thing that if one is engaged in the performance of one mitzvah, so he's potter of other mitzvahs. So certainly if one is engaged in the study of Torah, he should be potter of other mitzvahs. He should be potter of period of Israel. So again we find that the Rambam considers other mitzvahs more likely to be nitche than Talmud Torah. And if there is a din of mitzvah mitzvah in respect to other mitzvahs, so certainly in respect to Talmud Torah. And this is why the Rambam says that if Talmud Torah is nitche, Talmachim al-Rishon mitzvah Torah. But the Rambam is careful in his lashon. When the Rambam says Kal v'chemer lishon mitzvah Torah, but he doesn't say, the Rambam doesn't say as follows: Mevatlin Talmud Torah lishmei mitzvah Megillah. Kal v'chemer lishon mitzvah Torah ukehanim ba'avidoton shemilat. He doesn't say that. First he mentions Vatlin ukehanim ba'avidoton mevatlin avidoton uboyin lishmei mitzvah Megillah. So he mentions that Aveda, that even Aveda can be interrupted. V'chei mivatlin Talmud Torah, v'shem mitzvah. In other words, Talmud Torah, he is not, Aveda is not more likely to be Nidche than Talmud Torah. First he mentions Aveda, in Din Talmud Torah. Not in Din Talmud Torah, I mean. And the Chiyu Batu in Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah, not even. Then he says, Talachim HaLishon Mitishoto. Why was Rambam so careful to mention Tehanim Ba'avidotam is Batu in first, and then mention Talmud Torah, and the Talachim in the Kalachimah he applies in respect to mitzvahs other than Aveda, but not in respect to Aveda. He doesn't apply the Kalachimah in respect to Aveda. He only applies the Kalachimah in respect to other mitzvahs. But the Rambam is careful. That is based upon a certain Gemara in Megillah. Gemara says Megillah is power. Tayyam Amor, Kehanim Ba'avidotam Dabzimon Dabad, Kehanim Ba'avidotam Nubim Bidokonon Bidishoy Bimamodo, Kulon Mibatrin Avidotam. ובואים לשלי המיקרו מגיל. מכאן סומכו של בישראלי שמבטלים תלמותיירו, ובואים לשלי המיקרו מגילו, תלבחים מהמייבדו. ומה הווידו שנחמו מבטלים לו? תלמותיירו לא יקור שם. תואיף הווידו, את הבינטרו, אם זה גדול מיקרו מגילו, so תלמותיירו certainly has to be interrupted. So that means, that implies that Avedo is more homo than Talmud Torah, insofar as trio is concerned. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's more homo in the merit, in the schar. It means homo in relation to trio. So we just see that Avedo is more homo in respect to trio than Talmud Torah, because the Braise applies the Kalachimah. If Avodah is interrupted, Talmud Torah certainly is interrupted in case of Kristus. Vaxi, the Gemara is the question. Vaxi, Vahi, Bish, Yishua, Bielichei, Vahi, Sein, Olayah, Vinish, and Izenegi. Vera, Ishtach, Lap, Ovech, Ovidoche, Roma, Rabbi, Shem, and Leibos, Vodem, Shem, 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 So, why, how was he allowed to give Shalom? Shem, Osom, Dom, Alei, Kamisa, Afwa, Vishem. So there was no trust. Dilmor Mishas. Hey, Mira do we mark the Shemai Rakon. Omalei, Emish Bitalten Tomish of the Nabai, the Akshav Bitalten Talmud Torah. So the Malach admonished, recommended Yerushua for the interruption of the Talmud of yesterday and the interruption of Talmud Torah of today. And they interrupted Avodah yesterday and Talmud Torah today because of the Mucham. Omalei. So Yeshua is the Malach, Aleizem and Boso. Omalei Atavot, in other words, that he recommended him more for the interruption of Talmud Torah of today than for the interruption of the Aved of yet. So we got the Yad Vayolim Yeshua Balaiva Haru Bisechaime, Komer Rabbi Yechanan, Milami Chalon Be'im Kosher Alo. So he did not interrupt the Talmud Torah. So we thus see that he was more reprimanded for the interruption of the Talmud Torah than the interruption of the Aveda. Now there it was also a question of Tchiyah. It was a question whether the Muhammad is Zeichet Aveda or the Muhammad is Zeichet Talmud Torah. So if Omar, Rav Shmuel, Barunye, Godel Talmud Torah, Yisam HaKoris Tchiri, Shenema Atavos, so he was only recommended for the interruption of Talmud Torah, but not for the interruption of Aved. That means that they were justified in interrupting the Aved on account of the Muhammad, but they were not justified in interrupting the Talmud Torah on account of the Muhammad. So we thus see that Talmud Torah is Muhammad. So how does the Braise assume that Avodo is more homo? The more it is a terror, loikaske. Hode rabim, hode yochi. Hode rabim, hode yochi. In other words, when the Braise says that Avedo is more homo, when the Braise says, why the Kalachimea, if Avedo is interrupted in face of Mikomigiro. So, it's Talmud Torah, certainly, that Braise has reference to Talmud Torah, the Yochi. And when the Braise in connection with Yeshua, which implies that Talmud Torah is Mochomo, has reference to Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, that was Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael. Yeshua was reprimanded by the Malach because he interrupted the Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael. So we see that there is a distinction between Talmud Torah, the Yochid, and Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is not as chomor as Avodos, but Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, is more chomor than Avodos. Now, what does Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, mean? So again, there is a machlokes b'shem. From Tosfos it's mashma, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, does not necessarily mean Talmud Torah of Israel, as it was in Yeshua. It must be a small rabbi, small people, a group of people studying together. So that is more chomor than Avodos. But that's Tosfos. So then you raise the question, so how does the Baal say become some who shall be established in the battle of Talmud Torah? And it does imply that Avedo is more humble than the Talmud Torah, but this Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, which is more humble than Avedo, does not necessarily mean Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael, but Talmud Torah of any Rabbi, even if it's more good. So shall be Israeli, there was a Rabbi. So Bishleim, according to their Ach, Rabbi Hananiel, and the Bach also said that, but actually it's much more for Rabbi Hananiel, that Talmud Torah, the Rabbi means Tafke Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael, get a contrary to the Shittas HaTeizeh, but then you can understand, Shal Beit Israeli, it was just the Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, of a small group. But from Teizeh it appears that even Talmud Torah of a small group is more humble, of a Rabbi of a small group is more humble than a Rodo. So how does the Kvaita say he comes from Shal Beit Israeli because they apply the Kalachena? Well, the answer is, that Shal Beit Israeli was the Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, at all. Of course, there were many Talmudim, but they were learning together, the Chavrusa, in other words. So it was a Talmud Torah, the Yochid, for each one involved. Now, doesn't make it, if Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is not as common as Avodo, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Talmud Torah, the Yochid of one, or Talmud Torah, the Yochid of 20, or 100. There it was, each one was learning, but they're learning together, you see. But it was a Talmud Torah of many Yechidim. It was not a Talmud Torah of the Rabbi as a unit. So when is Talmud Torah the Rabbi more humble than Avodah? Only if it's Talmud Torah the Rabbi as a unit. But if it's Talmud Torah of many Yechidim, Talmud Torah the Yochid of many Yechidim, that certainly is less humble than Avodah. All right. And the Rashi is that Talmud Torah, the Rabbi of Kol Yisrael is more chomor than Avodah, but any other Rabbi is not Kol Yisrael. Not Kol Yisrael, so then it's not more chomor. The Mishnah Berurah says, for this reason, the Shulchan Aruch is mashmi, the whole din of the Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Why? Because if Talmud Torah, the Rabbi means Kol Yisrael, so it's a Torah in the Moshe Pahal. How is it Shaya? In Yeshua, it was Shaya. But today, it's not like. Now, so that's why I'm mentioning it. I mean, how is it that the Rambam, so when he says the Chaim Vatan Talmud Torah Mishmiya Mikra Megillah Kalachim HaLishom is the Shal Torah, so he only applied the Kalachim there in respect to the relationship between Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs. But the Kalachim cannot be applied in respect to the relationship between Talmud Torah and Aveda. Why? Because Aveda accepts for Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, from the Rabbi, and most of the time the Rambam follows the Shita of the Rach. So the Rabbi means Kol Yisrael, and that's a Dovah. Sheni Motsu Klal. So usually Talmud Torah means not Talmud Torah, the Rabbi of Kol Yisrael. So he couldn't say V'chein V'atun Talmud Torah, Kal V'chein El Avedo Nishom Yit Shal Torah. No, he couldn't say that. But he said, so first he mentions the Halacha, the Tidma Avodah, which is more homo. Which is more homo than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah the Yom. So he's mivatel nidachei, mivatel talmud Torah. Which way make a migyor? Tal v'cheim el ishom mitzvah shel Torah. I just explained as to why avodo is mentioned separately, not together with other mitzvahs. Right? But from the Rambam we see that except for avodo, so all other mitzvahs are less likely to be deichen mitzvah megillah than talmud Torah. But halacha is that mitzvah megillah is all chamor that even talmud Torah is mitzvah. All right, and the same thing is implied in the Rambam of Hilchas Mishnah, where he also says halacha is there is a din of eating mitzvah for a mitzvah in respect to other mitzvah. First, there is a din of eating mitzvah for a mitzvah in respect to talmud Torah.
But that's not talmud Torah ben Asai. Only if they're to like to
learn. One second. Now, there is a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah who seems to imply the contrary. The Rambam in the Gimel Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet, says as follows. In Halacha Gimel, Ein Licho Mitzvah Bichol HaMitzvah Yishkulo Sheyishkulo Kineged Talmud Torah Elo Talmud Torah Kineged Kol HaMitzvah Shehatalmud Meivir Dimais Lifichoch Hatalmud Kedem Limaise Bichol Mot Hoyo Lifono Asiyat Mitzvah Bichalmud Torah אם אפשר מצווה להיות איתו באחרים, לא יפתיק תלמיד. ואם לא, יעשה המצווה ויעבר תלמיד. So if it's a question of doing, of fulfilling, if the Talmud Torah and the other mitzvah, so if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, so then it should not be wrong. But if the mitzvah cannot be done by somebody else, so then, it should be interrupted. So we thus see that the halacha of basic mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. In connection with any mitzvah of the Torah, any mitzvah, if someone is engaged in the performance of it, he is potter of any other mitzvah. But Talmud Torah, even though he's engaged in the performance of Talmud Torah, so he's mechuyev to interrupt for any mitzvah. Unless the other mitzvah can be fulfilled by somebody else. But otherwise not. So we see that in regard to Tchiyeh, other mitzvahs are more chamor. True, Talmud Torah is kulo kineged kol mitzvahs. That's in regard to the schar, the merit of it that is involved in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But in respect to Tchiyeh, other mitzvahs are more chamor. Other mitzvahs, if one is engaged in the performance of one of them, so he's potter of any other mitzvah, and Talmud Torah, if one is engaged in the performance of Talmud Torah, he's not potter. Now, the question arises, how can these two Rambams be reconciled? Now, there is a Gemara in Meitzkot. Test on the face. What are you asking me to come and boil? See, you call him a sinning. The whole half of the whole issue. What has the Shammai issue? The Torah is more precious than all worldly things. Thus implying that it's more precious than worldly things. But it's not precious. What has the Shammai issue? But it's not more precious than has the Shammai and than Nitzan. וכסיב כל חפצים לא יישובו לאט חפציך so that אפילו חפצי שמיים לא יישוב the other person of כל חפצים לא יישובו implies that the Torah is more precious not only than worldly things, but even than Chesed Shamayim, spiritual merit, even than mitzvah.
So there is an apparent inconsistency. And so he tam the mitzvah she efshar ake yisro al di achir. Tam the mitzvah she efshar ake yisro al di achir. So the Pasuk of Kol Hachetim lo yishu bo afilu chetzi shamayim, afilu chetzi shamayim lo yishu bo, that the Torah is more precious than mitzvah, has reference to a situation of mitzvah she efshar ake yisro al di achir.
So then one should not interrupt the study of Torah on account of other mitzvah. Torah is more precious than a mitzvah that can be fulfilled out of the Yahir.
What it would say,
the Torah is not more precious than mitzvah is reference to a mitzvah sheyi efshar ateiso out of the Yahir. Now,
so in other words, that's the halakha. So it seems that the whole reason as to why mitzvah sheyefshar leosis al diachirim, so must be fulfilled even in face of an interruption of Talmud Torah, is because of the tirsakotu of kol chatzecho lo yishuvo, kochas b'shamayim yishuvo. Is because of this, tirsakotu tachot.
Now, but otherwise, I would say that the Talmud Torah should not be interrupted. Talmud Torah should not be interrupted for the sake of other mitzvahs, even though it's a mitzvah sheyef shalos zaldachim. In the Gemara in Broches, so the Gemara in Broches, I think it's up there. So the Gemara, or maybe Chigal, I don't know. The Gemara says, "B'shiftechov v'sechov v'rechtechov aderech." "B'shiftechov v'sechov prat leitim mitzvah." "V'rechtechov aderech prat lechos." So we have two drashes. One drasha we have that leitim mitzvah is bottom of mitzvah, and we have another drasha that chos is bottom. Now, why do we need both psukim? So Rishonim say as follows: because if there had been a pasuk only b'shiftechov v'sechov at leitim mitzvah, then I would say only if he's in the midst of a performance of a mitzvah, then he's potter of reciting Kriyat Shema. But the chosen he doesn't do anything. Why should he be potter? So now what he is, b'shiftechov v'sechov at the chosen, even though he's not engaged in the performance of the mitzvah. Now, why is it potter? Because he's stoned. Now, the Gemara says that if someone is stoned, he's preoccupied because of Spinoza Shetova Bayon, his boat sank, so then he's not potter. So only Tohu tilled in the midst. The host is stoned, tilled in the midst. But if he only stoned, tilled in the shoes, he's not potter of it. But if someone is so tilled in the mitzvah, even though he's not engaged in the actual performance of the mitzvah, so he's potter. So we have two halachas. We have halacha, so we have two tilled halachas. One halacha is that eisik the mitzvah is potter min hamitzvah. That if somebody is engaged in the performance of the mitzvah, so he's potter, even if he's not though. But in order to be potter, he must be engaged. He must be actively engaged. He must be actively engaged in the performance of a mitzvah. And then we have another halacha that told is potter. Told kills the mitzvah, even though he is not actively engaged in the performance of a mitzvah. Even though he doesn't do any mitzvah at all. Now, so there was a talk about from the Gemara that Torah not by Yam should also be potter. The Gemara says Torah is tilled in the shoes. But if he's Torah is tilled in the mitzvah, then it's a separate soul because of Torah. So it's mashma now. The Rambam, now we have the kash in the Rambam. Forget the Rambam. The Rambam says Kalvachim al-Shomit. The Rambam also says the same. So we just see that according to the Rambam, Sotah Torah is less likely to be nitzchet, to be superseded by Mikol Megillah than other mitzvah. And but the Rambam of the Talmud Torah, which is a Din Poshu, says that if he was engaged in the study of Talmud Torah, he should interrupt the study of Talmud Torah in order to fulfill any mitzvah, except the mitzvah. If the mitzvah can be fulfilled al yachirim, so then there is no conflict between the mitzvah and Talmud Torah. But in case where there is a conflict, then it is Talmud Torah that is superseded by the mitzvah, not the mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Well, the answer is this. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai ben Chaveiro, if they are engaged in the study of Torah, so they do not have to interrupt the study of Talmud Torah in order to recite Kriya Shema. They do not have to. In order to be misspelled. Only if they are Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai ben Chaveiro. But anyone else, even though he is engaged in the study of Torah, so we have to interrupt the study of Torah in order to die. Why? Now what difference does it make whether he's the Madrege on the level of a Yeshua ben Yochai ben Chaveiro, or he's an ordinary Jew who is engaged in the study of the Torah? What difference does it make? Insofar as the mitzvah of Torah is concerned, there's no distinction between a plain Jew and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Well, the answer is this. Insofar as the halacha of mitzvah is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who is engaged in the study of Torah, or it's a plain Jew. It's the same mitzvah. But there is a loche of kol chafetzeh olo yishuvo, kol chafetzeh shomayim yishuvo. In other words, Torah is more precious than worldly things, but it's not more precious than mitzvah. So if there is a conflict between Talmud Torah and the mitzvah, so Talmud Torah must give way to the mitzvah. That's the loche, kol chafetzeh olo yishuvo, kol chafetzeh shomayim yishuvo. But that's the resakosu applies only to the halacha of facing mitzvah for Torah mitzvah. But it doesn't apply to the sakosu of Rach Lechobadera, Rach Lechosm, of Torah. There's another halacha. Even if someone is not engaged actually in the performance of the mitzvah. So it's what? Now, we say Benadai did not get married. Did not get married. Why? The Rambam says, because they didn't meet the Potanamit. So the Rambam says, if there is such a halacha in regard to other mitzvahs, certainly there is such a halacha in regard to Talmud Torah. So there, it was the Nazar was put there, not because of the halacha facing mitzvah, but because of Torah. And because of the fact that only told in Talmud Torah is potter of other mitzvahs, so one must be in the madrigal of the Nazar. That's why all the Rishayim say that today it's not shayach, because there is no one like who is not shechosh kubatei or as much as the Nazar. In other words, of course we have today many who are absorbed in Torah, but that doesn't measure up to the level of Torah that should potter him of other mitzvahs. And being so far as the other halacha facing the mitzvah for the mitzvah is concerned, so Talmud Torah, in respect to Talmud Torah, we have the sakosu chesti shemayim yishuv. But if it's nafshe choshke vateiro moiben azai, so then we apply not the principle of facing the mitzvah, but the principle of lech techabadera at lechosn of tov. The halacha of tov applies to Talmud Torah, not only to other mitzvahs. Now we can understand this, why Dafke Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Chaveiro are potter of tefillah. for the tefillah. Why? Because that's the level of tod that is required in order to be put out of tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua miyichoyil chaveiro, Rabbi Shimon miyichoyil chaveiro. But if he's not on that level, so we do not have the degree of tod that is necessary to pater one of other mitzvahs. You see.
I understand. Why is the shiur by Tam HaTorah so great that it has to be like that? Why is it so much greater than for chosun? I mean, Chaim Torah is certainly greater than a regular chosun's Torah for...
No, that's chosun. Chosun is not made to be mitzvah because of Tam HaTorah.
I'm saying, so his three does mitzvah by the Chaim Torah system by Tam HaTorah is certainly greater than...
It has to be in respect to Tam HaTorah. We see that an exception is made in regard to Tam HaTorah.
Is that because another king of the Shinantim, another king?
No, it's because Kodul Tam HaTorah Shemivili Demais. So why is Tam HaTorah more important than other mitzvahs? Because it's conducive to the mitzvah. For that reason, now why? Why? Of course, it's Igdor Shakosu. That if it's a mitzvah, she yes, shalach, he shall be achayim. So then we have to interrupt Tam HaTorah. Why? Why do we have to interrupt Tam HaTorah? Why? But Tam HaTorah is looking at the globe. The answer is because of Talmud which made the mice. So the whole yichas of Tam HaTorah consists in the fact that it's conducive to mice. Now, if the yichas of Tam HaTorah consists in the fact that it's made with the mice, so it cannot supersede other mitzvahs on account of Tam HaTorah, because then it will not be conducive to Maise.
So the limitation
would... One second. But if it is the Tam HaTorah, the Dawah, if it is the Tam HaTorah, that if it measures up to that level of thought of Ben Adai, of Rav Shimon Yochai, the Chaveirov, so then Dawah is that it supersedes all other mitzvahs. Because then it will not be inconsistent with Meir Lemais. But if it doesn't measure up to that level, so then if other mitzvahs are to be superseded by Tam HaTorah, then it will be inconsistent with Meir Lemais, with the goal of Meir Lemais. That's why this level of the Nadai of Shuni Choyer Chaveirov is necessary. All right. Now,
I don't understand why. How's that explained inconsistently? Why isn't also for them they have to do Meisen too? All right, so they're on a much greater Madreka, but still they're not doing Meisen. I mean, the Yichus and Tam HaTorah is the same as everybody else?
Yeah.
But there
is a halacha that if it's a mitzvah, she'ef shalot is al the acherim, so then Tam HaTorah is mitche in face of that mitzvah. But if there is a tod, if it is a tod in Tam HaTorah, so then the other mitzvahs are mitzvah in face of Tam HaTorah. So there is a certain degree of tod. There's a degree of tod that is required. Kibbun Azai, or a Shimon Yechoy Lechalim. Now, the Rambam, when the Rambam says, V'chei mivatli in Tam HaTorah, v'shmei amikho migilah. V'shmei migilah. Apparently, the Rambam agrees with the shita of the Rach that only Tam HaTorah of Kol Yisrael, like Tam HaTorah and Yeshua, is more chomer than Avim. But any other Tam HaTorah, the Rabbi, is not more chomer than Tam HaTorah. For this reason, the Rambam mentions Avodah first. Then he mentions Chaim Vatlin, Tam HaTorah, Shmei Mikra Megillah. But when he says Chaim Vatlin, Tam HaTorah, Shmei Mikra Megillah, he means even Tam HaTorah the Rabbi. If it's not Tam HaTorah of Kol Yisrael, which that is almost impossible today. So the Rambam includes, the Rambam as reference even to Tam HaTorah the Rabbi. And even with Tam HaTorah of Tod. Even with Tam HaTorah of Tod. So then he says, Chaim Mivatlin Tam HaTorah Shmei Megillah, even Tam HaTorah of Tod. So Mivatlin Tam HaTorah. Now, shall base Rabbi was probably like Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'Chaveirov. So they measured up to the degree of Tod. Still, the halacha is that they had to interrupt the study of Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas
Shilach Midiyah. And Talmud Torah of Talmud, that is more likely to be Deiche than any other mitzvah. So they says, Kol HaChimel Yishol Mitzvah Shol Torah, Shekulo Nitri Mipnei Mitzvah Mitzvah. Right. Now that explains the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a machleket in regard to the halacha of mevatlin mitzvahs v'shmei mitzvah mitzvah. Mevatlin Talmud Torah v'shmei mitzvah mitzvah. Kal v'chemer lishon mitzvah shel Torah. The Rosh Hashanah שכולם נידוחים מפני מיקרו מגילו ואין לך דבר שמיקרו מגילו מפנות חוץ ממצווה שאין לו קברי שהחיגי הבאי קברי תחילו והחינקר זה ראש נגד מחבר but there are more inserted a few words when the מחבר said חוץ ממצווה שאין לו קברי שהחיגי הבאי קברי תחילו והחינקר there are more inserted שאין לו קברים כדי צורך. And when we read it together with this, with these words, so it is as follows: Chutz mitnas mitzvah she'ilu kevrim kidei tzorchei shapigeya bei kevri tchilo v'hakin kevri. That's the Ramos insertion.
Like before.
One second. So, in other words, as far as the mechaber is concerned, so when do we have to be kevri first? When do we have to be kevri first? Only and then try to read the Megillah. Only if he's in Mesmitzah Mamish. What does Mesmitzah mean? Chain the cable. There's a loch of Mesmitzah. What does Mesmitzah mean? Mesmitzah means one who has no cable. No cable whatsoever. So then, even King God who is Mahuya to be Mitame himself. There's a loch of Mesmitzah. But if he has any cable, so then there is, he does not have a being of Mesmitzah. So, the Mechaber said, Chus mit Mesmitzah. There is no mitzvah that supersedes mitzvah megillah. Mitzvah megillah supersedes all other mitzvah. But there is no mitzvah that supersedes mitzvah megillah. Except one. What mitzvah is capable of superseding mitzvah megillah? That is mesmitz. So the mechaber defines it. What is mesmitz? Chain with kevrim. Not chain with kevrim kidei tzorchei. The kevrim can talk, okay, it might mean that they even if there are 10 kevrim, but the covenant of that person, of that decision, requires that there be more attendance. It is the more, there be more participants in the court. But that wouldn't give him a thing of a mespitze, only in regard to Nosi, so the sheet I mentioned it. The sheet of the reform, that Midraise, so we had enough mespitze because the covenant of the Nosi requires that every Jew participate in the court. So that's only Nosi.
We said the before Shita was even by Cohen marries a Yiftan.
That's right, yes. He's on the vow.
That's what we said with Yiraita. With Yiraita, he doesn't hold from Maksas Domer.
Because that's his covenant. That's his covenant, yes. So only regard to the vow, you see. But only Nosi, so the covenant of the Nosi requires that every Jew be a participant in the court. But except for Nosi, so Mesmitzah means one who has no cable at all, but if there is one who can very well attend to the burial, then he does not have a deen of Mesmitzah. If the Mechaber says Mesmitzah shein lekevrim, the implication is that according to the Mechaber, so only a real Mesmitzah is Deicha Mikamiyot. Only a real Mesmitzah. So the Rambam comes and inserts a few words, Kidei Tzorchei. Now, you would think, according to the Ramo, even though he's not a real mitzvah, so still it is Deicha Mikha Migyot. In other words, the Ramo is more material in connection with a conflict between Mikha Migyot and the mitzvah. One would be tempted to assume that. All right. Then the Rambam says,
וכל זה למהר, אלו בדי כשוז להשתיה. אבל אם יאפשר להשתיה, אין שום מתווה דרייסה נדחית מפני מיקרומיות. סדרם פרן, הוא בסיוטר בשם תשע, הוא מראינו רבליון מזרוח. סוטט, סוגד רמו, מיישן פנד עדי. That when we say that, that mikromiki, that all mitre, are mitre, mitre mikromikile, so it's only if the extent of the conflict is as to priority, who, what can be done first. But both mitres can be fulfilled. The question is, which should be fulfilled first? So then the halacha is that mikromikile is to be fulfilled first, and then the other. But if the conflict is so great that it's a question one or the other of complete chiyah, so then ain shum mitzvah deraisen from the mikra migilah. So any mitzvah deraisen supersedes mikra migilah, but mikra migilah is only the rabbanon, two person menisah, but it's only the rabbanon. So the importance of person menisah cannot endow it with more significance than the mitzvah deraisen. So it deraisen cannot be mitre in face of the Rabbonot. It's on the contrary. And if the Rabbonot, even if the Rabbonot of the Menise, is mitre in face of the Rai. But when does the Gemara say that all mitzvahs are mitre in face of Mitra Megillah, so it's only when it's a question of demons. But if it's a question of full tree, not demon, then the halacha is that Mikron Gilei is Mitreis, Mitneyeni Mitzvedrei. Mitneyeni Mitzvedrei. That's the sheet of the Ram. Actually, the sheet of the Ram. Tesis doesn't say it. The Vesiosef is Midayik from Tesis. The Vesiosef is Midayik from Tesis. But the Tars and many Poskim, Achillek and Vesiosef, they say the Tesis does not say that at all. But the Ram does say that. The Ram, and Gilei says it explicitly, that when is there a Aloche, of Mivatlin Avedon to Mitzvah Megillah, and certainly all other mitzvahs, if the Avedon can be fulfilled later too. It's the only question of Zimah. So then the halacha is that the Kehanim should interrupt the Avedon, hear the Megillah, and then pursue the fulfillment of Avedon. But if it's, or the same thing in true in regard to other mitzvahs. But if it's a question one or the other, so not only Avedon is not mitzvah, but then he mitzvah right is nothing, because then the sheet is around. The two and the two are achim. And from Rosh Naraman, it's also mashmah zir place from Rosh Naraman. Because the Rambam mentions that we've happened to Talmud Torah. And then he says, Kalachim al-Lishom. Kalachim al-Lishom. In Talmud Torah, it's always not only a matter of Zimah. Because Talmud Torah, if you interrupt, so you miss that. Two later on, after the case, you'll be able to learn it again. That will be an additional item of Talmud Torah. I mean, it has nothing to do with this item of Talmud Torah. So it's always a question of complete chiyah. And the Rambam applied the Kalachimah if Talmud Torah is interrupted. Certainly, Adam is said, and in respect to Talmud Torah, it's not only in regard to Dimo, but in regard to full chiyah. So in regard to Adam is said, it's also mashma that it's not only in regard to Bimo, but also in regard to full trio. And the Mechaber reveals the fact that he mentions Rosh Hashanah Rambam, so it's also mashma that he agrees with the Shita of the Ritva and the Tur and the Rambam, that all mitzvahs can be completely superseded by Talmud Torah, not only by Mitzvah, not only that there is a Bimo. You both can be full. But the Ram Shita is it. So there are more passages like the Ram. Alright. Then the Ramo continues and he says, Vihodim es mitzvah koidem, haile zakke bidiyef shalai likorahani. When do we say, now the Mahadha mentioned it in, Vein lichodova she mitzvah mitzvah migilo miforam, chut min es mitzvah she ino kebrin, Shabbat Yeh Abay Kibay Tchilo V'Hakein Kirei. So Mikro Gilo is Mitre in face of the Mitro. So when is that so that we come here in this home? You say yourself, let's meet you. What let's meet you, okay then? Heine, that's there, be the F-shell and recover, okay? Only if it is possible for him to read the Megillah after the burial of the Messiah. However, if it's a question of Mikro Megillah, the Mitzvah, and if I think if he attends the burial of the Messiah, then he will miss the Mikro Megillah altogether. The thing is, at the end of the day, and if he attends the burial of the Messiah, so he won't be able to be Mikayim. He won't be able to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Mikro Megillah. So then Mikro Megillah is there. Now the question that everybody raises is that there is a direct inconsistency between the first remark made by the Rambam and the second. In the first remark he says, now, what is more humble than anything else? Let's read. The first remark, he says, now, what is more humble than anything else? Let's read. Because the Russian is, Eile Chodobo Hashem Yitzchom 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 for Mikro Megillah. So then the Mitzvah is Nitche with the Mikro Megillah. So that means that where it's a question of a real conflict of one as again as between one or the other, so then Mikro Megillah is more chamor than even Mitzvah. So Mitzvah has to be Nitche even in it must be trust to be Nitzches. In face, not even, in face of Mikro Megillah. This is what the Rambam implies in the second remark. So then how can he say, behold, there will my relative issues like this there. I believe me, if you like this there. Ain't you mix with the rice and Nitzches into Mikro Megillah? That means that any Mitzvah, even a Mitzvah that is not on such an important level as Mitzvah. Mitzvah is on a higher level. As far as Kriya is concerned. And a much higher level. Because all mitzvahs are mitzvahs, which name Mikro Megillah, chutz mitzvah. So mitzvah is on a higher level, insofar as Kriya is concerned. So then mitzvah. Now, if the Rambam in the second remark said that when we say that mitzvah is kedem, that the actual recall, where it's only a question of what? Of zimo. But if it's a question of Kriya, not of zimo, So then, Mitzvah is Mitzvah is Mikro Megillah. So that means that Mikro Megillah is on a higher level than even Mitzvah in regard to real Kriya. Now, if Mikro Megillah is more important in regard to Kriya if Mikro Megillah is more important in regard to Kriya, even than this mitzvah, so it's certainly more important in regard to Kriyot than any other mitzvah. And he says, still, the Rambam in the first remark says that where it's a question of full Kriyot, so no mitzvah there is, or can be mitzvah in face of mitzvah. No, I'm sorry. So Mikro Megillah is mitzvah in face of any mitzvah. In regard to
That's right.
So, we must say, now, some Achreini, of course, everyone raises that question. So, there are many Achreini who explained that why there are more, more than a few people, okay, then, and that's the actual Korah Hashem, but it's the actual Korah Hashem. So, Mitzvah is not okay then. So they apply it to a case where, let's say, it's towards the end of the day, and through the intimate mitzvah, real mitzvah, Shainly Kavrin. Now, if he attends to the burial of this mitzvah, where no Kavrin at all, he'll definitely miss the Mikro Megillah. So then the Rambam says, he must read the Megillah first. But then what will be with it?
Draw.
So he will bury it at least for night. It's not an ideal thing to bury it at least for night. You can be buried in the daytime. So he should always bury in the daytime. In such a case, where there is a conflict between the burial of the Mitzvah and the Mitzvah Megillah, so the Rambam says that he should for a moment disregard the Mitzvah and read the Megillah, and then he'll attend to the burial at night. But by devoting himself to the Mitzvah Megillah, he will never be able to bury the Mitzvah. Then, the Rambam will agree that he must attend to the Mitzvah rather than to the Mitzvah. But even that shot seems difficult, because in regard to the halacha of the Mitzvah, it doesn't make any difference whether by disregarding the Mitzvah for a certain time, the Mitzvah will be buried or not. Now let's say in regard to the deen that the king Godel, he has to be mitamed himself to the Mitzvah. Suppose the king Godel walks in the street and he sees the Mitzvah. And he has no kelim. He has no kelim at all. But if he disregards the Mitzvah, so 5 hours later someone is bound to show up there in the street and the wheelbarrow. There is no doubt that the Mitzvah will ultimately be buried. So of course, the king Godel is allowed to be mitameh, even though he knows that if he were to disregard, so 5 hours later somebody else would find him and would attend to his birth. Why? Because at this moment, he's in a mitzvah. So why should the Rambam say that in such a case he should disregard? Now if the king Godel is allowed to be mitameh himself, in such a contingency, so why should one not be allowed to ignore the mitzvah of Mitzvah Megillah in order to be mitame himself to attend to the burial of the Mitzvah? But there are more obviously as reference to a situation where it's not a real Mitzvah, because there are more correct to the Mechada. When the Mechada says, Chutz Mitzvah Shem Kevri, so he corrected Kidei Tzorchei. So in such a case, the Rambam says, hold the Mitzvah, not only not a real Mitzvah. If it's a real Mitzvah, so of course, he must ignore Mitzvah Megillah. But if he's a Mitzvah, he has Kevri. But he doesn't have Kevri, can he talk it? Can he talk it? So then, the halacha is. So the halacha is that so when is it only a question of din? So then, who held the mitzvah? Who is not the real mitzvah? Not the real mitzvah. So that takes precedence over chiyah tamgila. When is it only a question of din? But if it's a question of full chiyah, so then Mitzvah Megillah takes precedence over Gvurat Mitzvah, who is not a real Mitzvah, who has Kevri. Who has Kevri? Because if he has Kevri, so then on what basis is the Mechuyah to attend to his burial? On what basis? It's on the basis of the Mitzvah. For lack of his Rochot, Mahu Kevri Meitzin, Apatriya Kevri Meitzin. So it's on the basis of Mitzvah Chasorit. So in such a case, if it's a question of full chriya, so he cannot ignore chriya tamidiro on account of mesmit. Alright, now this. But if it's a question of Dimo, so then the halacha is that Kevri Tchilo Vahakein Hakein here. Now, the other Poskim are Chilek on the Rambam, and they say
Tars, the Mogabron, you see they are here, Kamer Amor. And they say that Mes Mitzvah is Kedem, even if absolutely correct. And we have to assume that the Achilik not only in regard to the situation where is a real Mes Mitzvah, because in the case where is a real Mes Mitzvah, the Ramo would agree that he must ignore the Mikra Megillah. So obviously the Poskim were Achilik and Ramo, were Achilik and most Poskim Achilik and Ramo, so they say that Mes Mitzvah is Kedem, even though it's not a real Mes Mitzvah, but the Mes Mitzvah Sheilei Kedem, Kedei Tzolchei, is Kedem not only in regard to Gdimo, but even in regard to Futchim. Now the question is, on what point are the Chilk? The Ramo and Adam. Now, the Gemara here. Now, the Gemara here in the Teres, what do Yochid? What do Rav? What do Yochid of the Rav? So Talmud Torah, the Yochid is Ka. The Gemara is the Kashi. Who do Yochid Kao? Is Talmud Torah, the Yochid Kao? But Nam, no, she's the Buddha Niyani. Aber wenn ich hab, Rabbi Shmoyer Leinei, im Oyes Muchit und Mito, mit Tabchit. Die Rosh Chodosh, die Chanukah und die Purim, mit Amei, und mit Tabchit. But there over there, any of the Canaan, the Yom HaRab of Arabune, a unit is in Talmud Chochem. In other words, so we are allowed to be mastered in Talmud Chochem, even in Chalamei, Kosh from Chanukah and Purim. That one is allowed to be mastered in Talmud Chochem and Chanukah and Purim. So we see that Kovet Atoh is Zeiche Chanukah and Purim. So why do you say that Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is not so homo as to be deiche koi? Only Talmud Torah, the Rabbi is deiche mitzvah, is deiche koi. But Talmud Torah, the Yochid, is not deiche Purim. On the contrary, Purim is deiche Talmud Torah, the Yochid. But we see that we are allowed to be master the Talmud Chochem and Purim. That implying that even Torah, the Yochid, is deiche Purim. The Gemara is very simple Torah. Kriteri ko amret. Kriteri the Yochid, homo. There is a question of Kvete or the Yochid, Kvete or the Yochid. So Kovet Talmud Chacham is Deich HaPoi, but Talmud Teir or the Yochid is not Deich HaPoi. Omar Ol, Shiter, Avedo Mikramigilo, Midragese Barachanim, that Mivatlin, Avkihanim, Avidosam, Amivate, Mishmeya Mikramigilo. Talmud Teir or Mikramigilo, with some who shall be fed, because the Bishrede interrupted the story of Torah from Mikramigil. Talmud Teirum es Mitzvah, les Mitzvot. If es Mitzvot, Militanye, Mibatan Talmud Torah, Mitzvot Hamed. So if it's a question of Talmud Torah and les Mitzvah, so les Mitzvah is certainly more humble than Talmud Torah, because Mibatan Talmud Torah is the Hamed, so that's not his cow. Aveidum es Mitzvah, if it's a question of Aveidum, or les Mitzvah, so Mes Mitzvot, Yurachei, Yurachei. Now, that we know from the Potik Rachei. Tanya, because there is a Potik. Gabi Nodir and Gabi Kein Godo, there is a Potik. Riovi, Volime, Riochi, Volachei, Lo Yitam. So the Torah has to mention, Riovi, Volime, Riochi, Volachei. Why did the Torah have to mention all the claims? If the Torah mentioned one correct, so I would know that the same is true of all kreis. Hold over show you the cloud, the yotta mina cloud, the lamido at me yotta, the lamido at all four yotta. In other words, it's one category of shisha kreis. So the Torah has mentioned one of the kreis, so I could draw an analogy between this korev and the other kreis. So every korev is a right for the boss. All right. So Rachei, same at home, so the boss is a cloud. The Gemara doesn't find the whole Rosh, but Rashi mentions all the Rosh. The Torah says, we all be for the email, we all be for the email, we all be for the email. I will be coming, you will miss me. So from that we doubt him, but from the Smith, he is the anytime. We mean that on the way. We mean something. Why does this Torah to mention the email time? So we doubt him, she email your key and they know here. Half of the, she put his face to shit.
אשם דקדושי, יזויים אלו יקם. אבל מכמה יום נפלי, ריוחי, וואי זה תורה סמי שלוחי, שימו יקים גודל ונודיע, בואו, יזויוחי לא יקם, אבל מכמה יום נפלי. זאת אומרת, זה תיד מפיס בואו, שקים גודל אין לנודיע, אין דעתו יישור נבל, ואיס עשו מבנודיה, ואיס עשו מבקים גודל, שעושים לכם במתעמי, וכם מתעמי מתעמי, דעו כוחו, כולה לימות המתעמי. And the question you need to ask is, if you want to so we know why the Torah has to mention, not least why the Torah has to mention, you may why the Torah has to mention, Lachis, but also why the Torah has to mention, Lachis, why the Torah has to mention, Lachis, why the Torah has to mention, so, so, that's why, Lachis, if you want to know, I really show you how you can speak, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, so then you will not be able to be mal the child. And of course, you'll not be able to be makhli from Pesach, because then you'll become Tomei. You'll never be able to be makhli from Pesach. Easy time. But Aloch is, he should be mitamei himself to the Mitzvah, even though that will mean that you will not be able to offer the Kompet. Amret lo yitamei. Yochel kishin mitamei l'acheisei, kachin mitamei l'mitzvah, al marim l'acheisei. L'acheisei udine mitamei, avu mitamei l'mitzvah. So we see, so let's meet here, so that's the drosha of Lachaytay, that this is a question of fulfilling the mitzvah of Avedah of being matched with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is a mitzvah for which there is a chiyuv koref if you fail to do it. So still, you have to be mevatel, even a mitzvah like Korban Pesach, Avedah, in order to be to attend to a mess, to a mess. Alright. Now, Bolero, Mikro Migile und Mes Mitzwe, Heinen Ayod, Mikro Migile und Mischung Versummen Mitzwe, Oi Dilme Mes Mitzwe und Mischung Feil Abrir. Was hat die Bayer oder Faste? Mes Mitzwe und die Oma Maa, Gott und Feil Abrir, ist ja Dich als Friede, ist ja Schabater. So, Rasch ist ja Friede, ist ja Schabater, ich sieh wie Suche und Isaue, ich sieh wie Salamto, Tom und Schatten und Isaue, gehen so kein Weiner und Zichwe. So kein Weiner und Zichwe. The other thing you say is that we spatel means we sosso. It means that the rabbon. That the rabbon are not big holy gila, but Rashi doesn't say we sosso. Now we have to understand why Rashi doesn't say we sosso. Now, here there is a thing. Mes mitzvot. Now, the Gemara in regard to the Gemara. Talmud Torah umet mitzvah, met mitzvot. Why? Because mitzvah in Talmud Torah el yitzah tameh to achot eskal. So Teisa says, when the Gemara says Talmud Torah is met mitzvah, Talmud Torah is met mitzvah, so met mitzvah is. In other words, we are mitzvah Talmud Torah and accounted mitzvah. Lav dafke met mitzvah. The Yehua adin lechol mitzvah shebeilom. Mitzvah in Talmud Torah el yitzah. Ela aide di nochad bisomuch. Gabi lachisei. Mes mitzvah, hoche name noka Talmud Torah mes mitzvah. Jesus says, when the Gemara employs the expression Talmud Torah mes mitzvah, so mes mitzvah, if it does not necessarily mean a real mes mitzvah, any mes is called a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah that attends to a doing of a mes. Any mes. Even if he has many, many attendants. So, in regard to the Gemara of mes mitzvah, Talmud Torah mes mitzvah, Talmud Torah mes mitzvah, it doesn't mean that he is a real mes mitzvah. Any mes. He's not his. That's this thing. Then the next piece of Gemara is, next is Avedu Mes Mitzvah. Avedu Mes Mitzvah Mes Mitzvah. Why? Because Milachis. In other words, let's see. So what is Radak? Just because Milachis implies that if he's on his way to offer a Korban Pesach and he finds the Mes Mitzvah, so he's mechuyev to be mevate of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach in order to be mevate mitamei Mes Mitzvah. Mes Mitzvah. Hiksha Rav Rav Ofan. Lomo Miko. Hei Pislei Mikal Lachina. Uma Talmud Teira Dichmir. Mevat me Mishu Tvila Meir. Havei Da Dikimer Vui Koshmi. Da Fibu Talmud Teira Dirabi Mevat me Mishu Tvila Meir. Kidom Abifel Bein Dikstil Vein. If Talmud Teira Dichomo, so in the Bible in Mishim Kri Damez, so I think that it is not as common as Talmud Torah, certainly in the Bible in, I mentioned before, at the beginning,
der tägliche Tätig ist völlig an der Rache. Und dieses Hohen, der Tamatier der Rabbi, das macht das Zerl in ihm, Tamatier und die Kohle ist feuer. Aber dann ist Tamatier der Rabbi, wie du auf die Smallbook. How do we know? I mean, that's the safe. The safe says, why do we have to resolve? To exert a cost. To exert a cost. Of lachis. That aveide, that aveide umes mitzvah. So umes mitzvah is odi. Even without exert a cost of lachis, I can know that aveide umes mitzvah, so umes mitzvah is odi. Why? Because I have it alohim. Maat almeteira dichmire. Mi vatlim shim krila meez. Tamuto, the rabbin, is more homo. Is more homo than Aveil. And they have assumed that any Talmudic of the Rabbin is more homo than Aveil. So this is, so we are Mivate, Talmudic of the Rabbin, on account of Kriya Meir, so Aveil, which is not so homo, the Kile, we coach, so called Pesach, certainly should be superseded by Mekhlis. That we Talmudic of the Rabbin Mivate, which is Kriya Meir, he don't have to say, Riesh Lema. The Hanan Mile, we man be called a bitone umas, the Soros Kulahai. Aboman, the Aboleman, the we call a bitone, we Soros Kulahai. Yochemaire, we met Mitre, the we call a biton, Shimoche, Soros Go, the Lachese. Lachese. So what does it say? That too, in regard to the, to a met Mitre, who is called a bitone umas, now we more have to do that. That if he is a Talmud Chochem, let's call him Masne, so then, even if they are Shishim really attending to the funeral, so we still have to interrupt the Talmud Chochem. And even the Talmud Chochem are there. But only if he's a Korah, it's on the Umas. Otherwise not. So when do we require, when do we have to resort to a party for Flachite? So that's only a Mesmitre, the Lord Korah, it's on. The record of it on Umishum Hoche Soros God Lachesi. So when Taisa, so we see that Taisa here assumes that Aveda Mesmitre, Mesmitre Ori, what does it mean Mesmitre Ori? Even Loi Kore, the Loi Tone, the Loi Mas. And what does it mean? And the Eloi Kavrin. So, if it's Eloi Kavrin, so that's much more homo than attending to the funeral of one who is called a eternal master and who has many of them. Because even making God less than the Midami himself. So Jesus obviously means the Oche Meire, the Mesmitre, the Loikora Vitone, Loikora Vitone, and yes, the Kevin. He will not remain unburied. Yes, the Kevin. Not in real Mesmitre. One, yes, the Kevin. And who is not called a Vitone Umas. So without the Droshe of Lachese, I wouldn't know. But because of the Droshe of Lachese, so I know that it's Mechuyev to be Mivatel, Aveide. Aveide. But in such a case, Talmud Seder, the Rabbi, he wouldn't be Mivatel. But Aveide, yes. Aveide, he would be Mechuyev to be Mivatel. Now,
No,
that is not Shavu Bekeil, or that he's the Bishayle, is it? Is it? Let's say, because we deduce it from Nozir. Now Nozir, in Nozir, is Mechuyev to be Nitami Vayas the Smith. So this discussion is, let us deduce from Nozir that always is a Shabbat Torah, should be Nitre, is Mechuyev Shabbat, always Shabbat Torah, that is the discussion. But here is the Teret, no, Shani Nozir, he is the Bishayle. So we can deduce that any relationship that is a Bishayle, so is Nitre mitnei mes Nitre. And then, from King Godo, so he says, because it's finished on the Kale. So that means that any relationship that is, that does not apply to all Jews, is Nitre mitnei mes Nitre. So of course, so there we have to be Mivato Tomatoa. Even relationships that not show the Kale are Nitre. And the King Godo has to be Mitame and so on. But so it's obvious that when Tesha says, the Rachamayim is literally called it on it, he means, and we, who is the Kabel? But, Eile Kabel, Kabel is the Chvede. Eile Kabel is the Chvede. So it's almost all that the Rabbi is not the Chvede. And it sounds of such a message there. But Avede, Avede is the Chvede. Avede is the Chvede. Now, so we see, from this case, that the Pesuk of Rachisim, Matalmodema, Harisho Yoribach Lishchit Espischa, Yilomir Esnei, Yishoma Shal Mishli Mes, Yochir Yitamei, Amret Lo Yitamei. So it's Talmodema, Rachisho Yitamei, Yitamei, and Tamar is Mitzvich. And this Mesmitzvich, in this Rosh, Mesmitzvich doesn't mean Mesmitzvich Shein Lekev and Plow. But it means Shein Lekev and Lefi Chvedei. So it can be inferred from Pesach that any mitzvah de reise is superseded by the mitzvah, even though yesh v'kev. On what basis? That's the gzeret hakosuf of lachis. That's the gzeret hakosuf of lachis. So on what basis is it? Now, we have, in regard to Kavod Abriyeh, so we have the halacha that Kavod Abriyeh is eincha any mitzvah de rabban, even the kumbase. Then, Kovet Abri, in regard to the Raise, so the Aloch is that Kovet Abri is not Eiche and Nisa the Raise the Kumbasi. See, one is not allowed to wear sharpness on account of Kovet Abri. So, I need to find a big day, patient after the shuk and Chokhman to the Nesha. But, if someone, let's say, finds that the beggar is not Mitzuyat Kiyo Fosei, he finds it in the street, so he's not Mitzuyat to take it up in the street. Why? Because Kovet Abri is Eiche. Tites is the Raise, but it is Sheva Altai. So we have a halacha that is Raise, even Sheva Altaise, is not an account of Kovet Abriyeh. Then we also have a din of Kovet Abriyeh that is Deich Emomen, Vesucha Misalem. Pomim Shato Misalem. So the Gemara says in Gomitzie that it's only a Raise of Momen that is. But not the Elisha of Israel. Rashi here, when he says, in regard to the Abaya problem, it's a Megillah and Mesmitzah in Ayodis. So then the Gemara says, Hoda Pashti Mesmitzah Odi, Doma Ma, Abodo Tri Abriya, Shadich Elisha Vahirah. So many of the Shemim say that Elisha Vahirah means Lishosu, because Mitzah Megillah is in the Abaroth. Rashi doesn't say Lishosu. Why not? Why doesn't Rashi say Lishosu? That seems to be the most obvious shot. Rashi mentions Moshucha Lishalos. Why doesn't he mention Lishalos? Well, the answer is because there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rambam as to whether the Rambam holds that Mivatlin Aveide, called Mitzvah. Mitzvah is from the Gilo means even in a case where it's a question of one or the other. So all Mitzvahs have to be interrupted. And it has to be suspended on account. On account, suspended completely. On account of Mitzvah Megillah. The Ram says no. If it's a question of one or the other, so no Mitzvah Megillah can be suspended on account of Mitzvah Megillah. Why? Because Mitzvah Megillah is related to the Rabbanon and it's not a Mitzvah Megillah. So a Mitzvah the Rabbanon cannot be the Yechei, a Mitzvah Megillah. That's the Ram. But what is the Shittes Rambam? What is the Shittes Atu? What is Shittes Atu? So the two heaven says, and the two heaven is also machia like the Rambam and the two, not like the Ram, that in view of the fact that it's from Megillah Kabbalah, Megillah Tetzeir, and it's from HaKadosh Nemo, so it has the same chimera as the Rashi. So that's really the machlekes. The machlekes, whether Mitzvah Megillah is to be treated like the Rashi, in view of the fact that it's a Mitzvah Megillah Kabbalah, or it is to be treated like the Rabbanon. But the Gemara there says in regard to another question, whether the Aloch is that Divrei and Tzrichen Chizu Geisha Mishalteo. So Purim, the Gemara says, does not require more chizuk than Divrei Teirah, because Divrei Tabolo is it common to do a tira, but the Gemara does not apply it to in regard to tria. But for the Rambam and the Tur, apparently, apply it in regard to tria as well. So just as the, so Mitra Nidiro can be deche the right thing, because Mitra Nidiro itself is the right, on account of Dilei Kabbalah to Dilei Tira. Then the Ranshi is not, that even though it's Dilei Kabbalah, so it is not to be treated like Dilei, like Dilei Tira. So the reason is why Rashi rejects the Pshat, the most obvious Pshat, for the Pashtem, if Mitra Odeh Zoma Madal to Yadrish Dibar Yishe Batira. So he doesn't, so he rejects the Pshat of Risosu. Why? Because Rashi apparently agrees with the Shita of the Rishenim that Mikra Medilo is to be treated not like the Rabbanon, but Mikra Medilo is to be treated like the Raisin, but the Divrei Kabbalah. So then, it cannot be Nitzchei on the score of the Aloche of Risoso. That applies only to the Rabbanon, but Mikra Medilo is to be considered like the Raisin. So it cannot be Nitzchei account of Kav Zabriyeh. But what does Rashi mention? Which way to say Risucha Lissari? So Rashi holds that we suck a little bit, and perform shata misale, he is not in the end of the chayde. He is not in the chayde, so he is allowed to be able here. The love of we suck a little bit, he is allowed the right thing. So Rashi says that from this point we can deduce that every Zaloche, that every Sheva Taisa, the right thing is. Now the question arises, how do we know? The Gemara says that Sheva Taisa is not from the chayde. How do we know that? How do we know that? Well, then, sorry, according to Rashi, we deduce it from the Sukhumi Salad, from the Shaka Salad. But there is a law that I say with Sukhumi Salad. So I'm allowed to violate the law of Sukhumi Salad on account of Sovet Habrile, Zokin Venil of the Chrebe. So any Shevat Haiti, just as the Sukhumi Salad is Shevat Haiti. So we can deduce any Shevat Haiti. Tafis apparently holds that from this body of the Sukhumi Salad we can only deduce that any share of money is Mitzchah. Because the more in the Messiah says that the Rishukh Lissale is Mitzchah of Mome. But it raises itself Mome, but not the raises itself Eve. So how do we know that the Mitzvah lifeless life will last? Over the Petah, which is the Mitzvah Tetzah, for which there is a real point. That this is Mitzchah and Sifrit Abriyes, that we know from the Potipo Lachisi. And Lachisi does that thesis, assumes here, does not have reference that to a real Mitzvah. But it is referenced to his Mesmitre, who yes, like Abraham, and who loy kore the loitore. Who loy kore the loitore. So, in Shemoches or Kod Lachete. So, in effect, what does it imply? That one is allowed, that someone is on his way to be mastered from Pesach, and he finds the Mesh to have Kabri. But he does not have enough Kabri with his Vede. So, it's a matter of Kabri Abri. To attend to his burial, and now he is the Kavod Abriyes of the Mesh, is Deiche, the Mitzvah of Ashkoras Pesach. And this doesn't apply only to Mesmitzvah. That's the concept of Kavod Abriyes, that is Deiche, so the whole Aloche. The whole Aloche, that Kavod Abriyes is Deiche, Shelot Haitzeh, how do we know it according to Teisves? How do we know it according to Rashi, we know it from the Potik of Bomishat Mitzalim. But Teisves apparently holds that the Sakot of Bomishat Mitzalim can only apply to Momele. And not to Yisure, even Yisure of Shevat Ha'is. According to Teife, that's Teife. So how do we know the other Aloche that Gemara mentioned? The other Aloche that Gemara mentioned that Kavod Abriyes is Deiche, Shevat Ha'is, for this reason. What? Lachis. So we have the Potik of Lachis, and there it's Mutter to be Mivato, and it's a Reise, even in Mitzvah for which there is Koret. So we are muta to be Vatle on account of Kavod Abriyes. Now, there are more.
By Lo Sukha Lissalim, it's a Lo Sasa. How can we be okay with Lo Sasa with Kuvia Sei?
What is it?
Even with Shevi Artaisa.
What?
Isn't Shevi Artaisa only used for Asev?
Okay, so even the lady said to Shevat Haiti. The only reason as to why sharpness, so his patient not to be shulkin because it's kumva say. Doesn't make any difference whether it's an essay or a lady said. It makes a difference whether it's kumva say or bishev al-tayu. Now, So this, now this Ramor, which says, now the Ramor himself says, the whole Zelim Meire, that was the weak issues, Lati Shteyen. Aber in Yepshe, Lati Shteyen, in Shumitze, the Reiter, in Fritz, in Zikr, in Yepshe. So the Ramor passes like the Rat. In other words, the Ramor passes that Mikra Megillah is not to be treated,
He does not have kibbling,
So the Ramo says, if it's impossible for him to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, so he does not have to miss Mikra Megillah, because he has kibbling. And the other poskim, all the poskim are chelik. And the Ramo, why are the chelik? Well, the answer is, because according to Heisishite, that the Gerasakot of Olachite, implies that the Kvure of the covers of any mess, is Deiche any Sheva Taise, so then he's allowed to miss Mikra Megillah. To make a Megillah an account of the covered mess, even though the mess has covering, but he does not have enough covering. Lefichrei, why is the Ramo chelik? That's the shita of all the other pasuk. Most pasuk machelik Ramo. Why is the Ramo shita that mitzvah the kedem haydaske b'derech shelo likor hakei? So it is obvious that according to the Ramo, when the Gemara says. So he deal me with three gods, which you create a bread. So the Gemara says, with three gods, in Yom HaMaaz, God will create a bread, Shedeiche Tloises and Shebeteo. Shedeiche Tloises and Shebeteo. Shedeiche Tloises and Shebeteo. So, the Ran apparently holds that the Kamigili is to be treated like a rabba, not more homeless than any other rabba. But the Ramo cannot say that, even though he mentioned the Ran, because if the Ramo had agreed completely with the Shite that mitzvah midirat kabbalah is to be treated like the Rabbanon, so then he should say that this mitzvah is kedem even if it's yes shalom mikorachim, because of kavod avriyat, because the Gemara mentioned. First of the buyer of the past, and the three clothing, the Mamma, but also the abolition of the abolition of the abolition. Now, that took shot. We can explain it in two ways. Either in accordance with Rashi's shot, that the abolition of the abolition means with Sukhali Saleh, and that has, so it means the Dean of Sheva Paise, that comes out of Rias is Deiche, is Sheva Paise, or it means Lois Osso, that comes out of Rias is Deiche, is Rabbon. But according to either shot, it follows that even if it's a question of one or the other, because Kavadabriyas is Deiche in the Rabbanon completely. So assuming that the Ramo would explain it in accordance with the Pshat, that Leleses and Shebateiro means Leisoto, but in the Rabbanon is literally completely in face of Kavadabriyas. And the Gemara mentions Kavadabriyas. So how can the Ramo say that it's only the case where it's actually for Akei? So apparently we must say that there are more paskins in order to reconcile both remarks to Ramo. That there are more paskins like the Rishenim, that Divrei Kabbalah has the Chumrah of Divrei Torah. In other words, it's more Chumrah than the Rabbanon. So this halacha that covered up here, since they have with the Rabbanon, does not apply to Divrei Kabbalah. Because Divrei Kabbalah is more Chumrah than an ordinary Rabbanon. So a mitzvah midirei kabbalah is not mitzvah mitnei kavod abriyah.
in the mitzvah mikomi gilo, the mitzvah mikomi gilo is the mitzvah mikomi gilo. So then you'll ask, how can that be reconciled with the other thing mentioned by the Ram, that Aburi Yevshel Adishtein, and Yishu Mitzvah, the right and mitzvah in the mikomi gilo? The answer is this. True, Divrei Kabbalah, this is the Ramos Shikor. Divrei Kabbalah is more chomor than the Rabbanon, but it's not as chomor as the real right. There is a distinction between Divrei Kabbalah. In other words, there are three stages. There is the Raisa Mamesh, the Raisa Mamesh, and there is the Rabbanon, and in between, there is a hill of Divrei Kabbalah. So the Aloche of Kovid Abri is the Yechad Rabbanon, so that applies to Divrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Kabbalah is more chomor than a But when it's a question, of Tchiyah, what takes precedence of what? When it's a question of full Tchiyah, what takes precedence of what? Whether it's right to manage takes precedence over a mitzvah midrash kabbalah, or a mitzvah midrash kabbalah takes precedence over a derayte. So then we say we apply a very simple reasoning. Now suppose we have two derayte. So then we say, my room is higher than my essay. But still, we find certain flowing whereby one essay is different than the other. Why? Because one essay is more homo than the other. Let's say if it's a question, of a Kovat Pesach, or Milo. So the thing is that he has to be makrif. He has to be makrif the Kovat Pesach. Why? Because the mitzvah of Akovat Pesach is a mitzvah that has a chiyuv kohen, whereas Milah Bnei is not followed, the failure to be Milah Bnei is not followed by chiyuv kohen. There is a chiyuv kohen upon the all himself, which is not Milah himself, but not upon the father. So where one mitzvah, so even in the life, where one mitzvah the life is more chomor than the other, so the mitzvah that is less chomor is superseded by the mitzvah that I say, that is more chomor. So true, Divrei Kabbalah. There are more persons that Divrei Kabbalah is not to be treated like the Rabbanon. So it's to be treated like the Raiseh. But there is a distinction between the real Raiseh of Teras Meshe and Divrei Kabbalah, which is also like the Raiseh, but it's not on the same level. So a Raiseh, a real Raiseh, is more chomor then Divrei Kabbalah, even though Divrei Kabbalah is not to be treated like the Rabbanon. So where is the quest? That's why there are more customs around Shite. Avolim Yevsheh Allah Tishteyen. And you should meet the right of this Mitzvah Mitzvah. And that is nothing conflict with the second remark of the Ramah, which is in Mizrahi. Why? Because there are more customs in the whole that Aloch Yavkov Yavir Zeichek Rishosu and the Rabbanon does not apply to the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is more on the Rabbanon, but it's not as Chamor as the real Raise. So where there is a conflict, let's say between Shriyat Hamgilo and Milah Bnei, it's already towards the end of the day, either he has just half an hour, either he devotes the half an hour towards the Milah of his son, Milah of his mommy, or he devotes it towards Shriyat Hamgilo. So then according to the ritual and according to the Torah, in such a case he would have to be Mevatel Mitzvah Milah Bnei, and he would have to read the Megillah according to the Ram, and the Ram of Pashman that he knows. No. Why? Because true Divrei Kabbalah is more chomor than the Rabbanon. But Milah Bnei, even the righteous we find that where one is more chomor than the other, the righteous, so the one that is less chomor is superseded by the one that is more chomor. Certainly Divrei Kabbalah, even though they're not to be treated like the Rabbanon, are less chomor than real the righteous. So that's why he says, "Behold, the Mitzvah Kedem Hanidaske B'Yevshon Rikora Hakei." So in other words, so he holds that this whole gemara of Boy Robert, from Gilead Mitzvah in Ayodi, has reference to a situation where both can be fulfilled. It's only a question which one first, but the Mikra Megillah will still be fulfilled after the burial. So then the Gemara finally resolves the Abaye by saying, what are the Abaye of the past and the Mitzvah? יום אמר, קודם כי דברי שדייך הפריסת שבתאירו, שדייך הפריסת שבתאירו, but this has reference to what situation? If the Mikra Megillah can be fulfilled after the burial, but if the Mikra Megillah will have to be missed, so then he must read the Megillah and let the mess be buried by the few people who attend to him, even though it's not the decree date. But how will that be consistent with the principle of Kavod Abriyas Zeiche Evri de Rabbanon? The answer is because it's not a Kavod Abriyas, it's a Kavod. How will that be consistent with the principle that Kavod Abriyas Zeiche Every shall not I say, so too it's more than a drama. So it's in a right say. But even the right say shall not I say, and here, Mikhail Megillah certainly is shall not I say, the answer is Teisha says in Bomatia. Teisha says in Bomatia that there is a distinction between the Kovid Abriyas that is Teiche in the Rabbanon and the Aloha of Kovid Abriyas is Teiche in the right shall not I say. Because in regard to the Rabbanon, he is Ignaikot, not a Bizoim Gomu. Even if I cut me, say, Hell is a rabbon. But the Reise Shabbat Heise is only if he's going gomo. Like taking off his baguette in the street, that's if he's going gomo. So, Kumba says, Alochi is patient after the shul. But if I say, he finds that the talent is not with the ethical hosso, the baguette is not with the ethical hosso, he does not have to take it off in the street. Because that's Ignite Gotu. But Ignite Cotton, so can be Deche, and he's a rabbon. But cannot be Deche. So apparently there are more holes that this covered a mess of Mishin Eishma Kevri, but he does not have Kevri with Yichvede, so that's not considered like Ignai Godel, that's considered like Ignai Kot. So insofar as the Halochi or the covered a bris is Eiche, Sheval Taise, even with the right is concerned, this does not come within the category of Kavod Abriyas, because here it's only Ignai Kotten, because he has Kavod. He doesn't have a Zichvede.